place, still standing. It takes place during, you know, the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. What made you want to start, well, not want to start, but want to write a play that takes place, you know, this time and place?
Right. You know, the setting actually came a little bit later after writing it. I had the story, and actually I had kind of based everything in Los Angeles, and it's kind of a serendipitous reason how I came about to that story, because I was just really fascinated with the two main characters, the sister relationship. Working through my own stuff, I'm, you know, how that stuff goes, but, and then I realized that, well, my father called me, and he called me, and he said, Shyla, you have a half-sister out there, and, I was, you know, after I knew your mother, and so, like, so then the whole story really kind of took hold, and it really, the themes started really presenting themselves with the family foundation, etc. And then the hurricanes hit, and it was just, you know, those images were just devastating and shocking and sad, so sad, because it took us so long to get in there and actually really make a difference, and it's still lagging, but it's slowly, you know, it's slowly kind of coming back to life. But so then, like halfway through the story, I realized this is something that I feel like with the themes of this play, I want to set it in New Orleans, especially because on my side of the family, on my mother's side, I've got some ancestry ties back there. So it just really kind of all came together, especially because a lot of people lost their homes, and so it was just really that playing with the family foundation kind of theme, and so New Orleans became the place. And it was a way for me to kind of deal with what was going on down there too, because I just felt helpless. I mean, you look at those images and you just feel helpless, and I wanted to be able to do something. So so I kind of just mixed the creative with the philanthropic, hopefully, because we're going to donate some of the proceeds of the ticket sales back to the area. So yeah. In a nutshell, that's kind of loosely kind of how I came to that area, yeah.
Okay.
And it's beautiful, yeah.
The play is opening up on the 6th at the Asylum Theater in Los Angeles. You've got some amazing actors for this performance, television actors, you know, people that a lot of people may know. How did that come about?
Yeah, right, I know, lucky me, right? you know, it's just like, it's serendipitous how all this stuff comes to fruition, because, you know, I just put it out there. Basically, Vitality Productions is a wonderful company headed by Liz Vital and Nick Mills, and they already had a wonderful resource of actors that we used for the stage reading in December, and actually, I don't think anybody's in the play version of that, but they had a wonderful resource of actors that are working and are passionate about theater, and especially kind of with, it feels like in Los Angeles that there's like this burgeoning movement of new theater, original theater pieces. So everybody seems to kind of be hitching the ride along with Vitality and jumping in. That's kind of how I got to Eileen Takei, because she's good friends with them and worked on the Credo Canvas with them a couple of years ago. And then and the same thing with Nichelle Hines and Vanessa Restrepo and Rondrell McCormick. It's everybody's through Vitality, so they saved my tuchus, is what they did.
Well, what was it like working with some of these people?
Well, they're professionals, and I've got to say they are, you know, they're trusting, and that's just so. It's such a wonderful gift, especially for a new playwright like myself. You know, I'm exploring. You know, this was a workshop project. We started out with a sit down reading in Liz Vital's living room. So they were brave to come on the journey with me and help me explore, help me flesh out some of these characters and some of the problems I was coming up with, and kind of brought their original takes to each role. And so it's just been, I'm grateful. I feel like I've been really lucky because they're committed and they're bringing these characters to life, and they get, and it's nice to see them process it and understand where I was coming from and get it. It's like no other feeling in the world. So then, especially when the actors get the material, you know that that's hopefully going to definitely translate to the audience as well, because that's kind of the bottom line. You just want the audience to be able to kind of relate and get the themes and be able to kind of plug their life into that same situation,
Okay, you've talked about how you're kind of new to the whole playwriting thing, but I mean, you have a screenplay under your belt, you have some acting experience, the Starbucks story and things like that. How do you think that prepared you for theater?
Well, my background is definitely in theater. I think, I went to the USC Theater School and did some great apprenticeship work and at the Berkshire Theater Festival, and it's really just kind of where the magic started to happen for me with this field and jumping into acting. Of course, I was always just kind of focusing on that and didn't give myself the opportunity to explore the writing aspects. But it helps. It helps because, you work on the classics. You work on material that is just a gift to be able to work on. There's just so much wonderful material out there from Molière, Shakespeare, obviously, and Odette, and McNally, and then Shanley. I'm in love, it's just like you have that repertoire. You've worked on those pieces kind of in your body, and it stays there. So it's nice to be able to have that background and then kind of give it a go from the writing perspective and kind of draw on your experiences as an actor working on the scenes in that way. It's like I would always, in writing, I would always come from the perspective of the character, and I'm sure every writer does this, but for me it was just real easy to kind of jump into the roles and into the scenes in my mind and then flesh them out that way. So maybe I'm writing from an acting perspective, and what I would love to kind of explore and work on and building private moments for myself in a way. So it was just, it was the best background to have, truly. Yeah. And I feel like there's still so much more, obviously so much more to explore, from the writing aspect. I'm just getting going. So we'll see. Yeah.
Okay, considering your acting experience and how you said, like, you kind of grew, like, you saw the parts being acted out, how did it feel to see, like, the play rehearsed? Obviously, you're going on, the play is going on stage very, very soon in the next couple of days.
Right.
Do you think the director, Nick Mills, has deviated much from your script, or has he kept kind of, like, the feeling that you had when you wrote it intact?
He has kept it very true to how I wrote it in the first place. And I'm amazed, really, because I expected it to be a lot different, especially from, I don't know. I didn't know how it was going to be a male director writing from a female writer's, not that that's going to make that big of a difference, but there's subtleties there that you wonder if a male director is going to be able to pick up on, and he does. And it was just, again, just very satisfying, and even from the initial kind of work through, when I saw him initially working with the actors, I was a little, just even in the casting process, I was a little apprehensive. I didn't know how he was going to direct them or if he really kind of saw where I was coming from with the scenes, and he nailed it, he hit the nail on the head. And ever since then, I was able to let go. You know, I could let go about that worry and let him find new things and bring new things to the table and not really second guess it. There's a lot of trust in giving up and letting go with it. And it was a relief. It was a relief, you know. Yeah, he's wonderful. He's wonderful. He's great.
for someone that's leaving, you know, the performance, and mm-hmm. if they could have the exact experience that you would want them to have, I know that's kind of a rough question considering the fact that maybe you want them to experience a variety of things, but if it could go exactly the way that you wanted it to, how would you want your play to affect someone?
I would say I would really like for there to be kind of a reset button kind of to be pushed. A letting go and trusting of all the experiences that are a challenge to you, and just kind of know that those are gifts as well. Just taking that deep breath, and sometimes that breath kind of hurts a lot when you just kind of really do let it go. It's kind of painful, but in the end, you're able to get just a real grounded underneath perspective and kind of start fresh and anew. Just really this feeling of rebirth. And you're right, it is a difficult question because I could talk about it forever because it's just, that's such a broad term to be reborn, but I just, you know, it's a little bit of the, taps into a little bit of the carpe diem, you know, seize the day and all of that, but just, it's just the human experience that we should kind of always reconnect with, is that just taking a deep breath every day, and with the, each breath you can have kind of a new perspective on things. And make that choice to make it a good one, you know. So it's optimistic, I hope. Some people kind of have seen it and felt really sad for the main character. I'm like, oh no, that's not what it is, you know. It's definitely a hit the rock bottom, but then the only way you can go is up from there. So
okay.
Hope I didn't give anything away.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Considering the effect this play has had on you, considering, you know, where it comes from as far as the writing process goes. Is your family going to see it? If so, like, have they seen the finished script? Like, what have they said about it?
Right. My poor father. I just feel for him because darn it, you know, you just work with what you know and what you've got, and he's just been very supportive. My family is very supportive, and they're going to come and see it, and many of my my mother, my father, my stepdad, my brothers and sisters I don't know if my brothers and sisters know the story to be honest, because they're kind of young, but they are old enough to go to it now. They know about the story, but it really has, in this last couple of months since we've workshopped it with the characters, they're all gonna, if, you know, when they, and they're all coming, of course they are, I'm gonna make them come. I think they'll really see how it's changed and how it's fleshed out and how it's gotten, clearer. I think they'll see kind of what I'm trying to communicate to myself, to them, to the audience members, you know, and then I have some family members that do not know about the story at all, and are going to come to it with a fresh, clean slate, and I'm really excited to kind of get feedback from them and see, you know, what it brings up for them, because yeah, it's very rooted in my family history, and so it will be an interesting dinner after they come to the show and see what they think. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we come.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to say about the performance? Kind of give the people at home kind of a sneak peek as to like what to expect without giving too much away.
Let's see. Yes. Well, I think it's definitely a story that is translatable and not too specific to myself. You know, it's basically about two sisters, like a woman that finds out she has a half sister that she never knew for her life, and goes and lands on that family's doorstep and tries to create family. With essentially a group of strangers, it happens all the time, actually, which is what's so funny. I mean, it's a huge deal, but I can't tell you how many people I've kind of just gotten into conversations with when I would kind of talk about the storyline, and they would say, you know what, that happened to me, you know, that happened to my family, you know, I actually, there's a brother out there that I don't know about, or just this big kind of family woof-flump, you know, kind of skeleton in the closet that kind of comes out, and it's kind of, and it's interesting to me because it's a huge deal, and I think there was a reality show about that too, actually, recently, where a bunch of people were finding their long lost, you know, mothers and fathers and siblings, and it's really neat to kind of hear how the themes are similar. In everybody's different, you know, specific case scenario storylines, how the themes really come through similar, and that those connections are then kind of remade and there for a lifetime, and it really is just kind of that really interesting juxtaposition of you know, what is family? Is it the people that you choose? Or is it the blood in your life, and or, you know, hopefully a little bit of both.